For over a decade now, the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation has been trying to help local commercial fishermen chill their catch at the point of harvest. That effort began with the ability of local fishermen to get free slush ice bags, insulated totes, and flexible sheet foam for insulating fish holds. That program was restricted to just fishermen from the 17 communities within the BBEDC coverage area, but the corporation has just expanded the program beyond those boundaries. That means that commercial fishermen who live year-round in New Stuyahok, Koliganik, and the Iliamna Lake communities are now eligible to receive those free chilling tools. The ordering deadline for the free totes and slush bags is February 15th. The deadline to order the flexible sheet foam insulation is the middle of March. Something new this year is a program to assist local fishermen with their RSW systems. Fritz Johnson is the regional fisheries manager for BBEDC. He says the corporation can assist with providing spring tune-ups.
BBEDC has been, of course, with the ice barges and making ice available and these other chilling products. BBEDC has invested a lot in folks, you know, to encourage them to chill. Those who've taken the additional step of investing in an RSW system, we figured that, you know, they could use a little help too. These machines need maintenance, you know, like any boat, you know, parts and equipment. We thought that it might be useful to make sure that people's systems are up and running, working well at the beginning before they go out fishing, so they don't have to lessen the chances that something's going to break during the season, with the same goal of trying to encourage the chilling of every fish coming out of the bay.
The deadline to take advantage of the assistance for a spring tune-up for an RSW system is March 15th. One of the most popular programs run by BBEDC is the Vessel Upgrade Program that allows $20,000 grants for drift fishermen and $10,000 for set net fishermen. In the past, BBEDC accepted grant applications year-round, but recently the corporation put in place a deadline of February 28th. Johnson says the goal is to encourage more pre-planning.
If we know, for instance, that we're going to be doing, you know, 10 flush deck projects and maybe 6 are aluminum and 4 are fiberglass or more, we might be able to buy materials in bulk so we can save people money.
The vessel upgrade grants are limited to commercial fishermen who live in the 17 BBEDC communities. Last year, BBEDC provided grants for just over 100 projects. Information about the program can be found on the BBEDC website and from the corporation's community liaisons. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.